Now Martin Skrtel, midway in his own half.
So slow the build-up at the moment for
us. Well, the atmosphere as well, as he tries to rake out a pass to Sterling, who's controlled it right edge of the penalty area. There's cries of a penalty, but almost a little bit forlorn, and then actually the decision's given the other way for a whole free kick.
I tell you what, that no, people say it'd be harsh to give a penalty there, but it's a stupid challenge, wasn't it?
Gerrard's corner, Lovren's header. He's going into the far post. He's punched out by the keeper. Comes towards Sterling. Manages to squirt it out to Gerrard again, who rifles one in low.
No.
Cleared by Bruce, and then comes back out for the shot. The double shot from Lovren. And the second one, if I can, nearly made it into the top gantry of the Anfield Road. And I'm sure the first one had far more accuracy to it. The second one, well off target. Allen tries to turn to face the whole goal, but he can't because he's pressed back to the halfway line, and it forces him into a backwards ball. They don't quite know how to turn defence into attack quick.
No. These teams are working hard. That's a good ball.
Sterling does well, finds a reverse ball around the back of the defender. Balotelli's in a good area, forces the stop from the keeper. The whole keeper had to dive to his near post to keep that out from Mario Balotelli, but you have to say it was Raheem Sterling's incisive ball round the back of the defender that started it. Jakupovic to take the kick from the penalty area. Right footed, delivers one over the halfway line. Met by Dejan Lovren's jumping header. Balotelli ran back to be onside. Bruce then pumps a header into the halfway mark. Sent back, and then it's back towards the whole penalty area. Balotelli nearly got there ahead of Jakupovic. But the Holt keeper just about did his job. It was a dangerous back pass by Holt. There's a header away by Bruce inside his penalty area. Out to the right side, Chester edges it on, only into the body of Balotelli. 35 yards from the Holt goal. Gerrard gets involved.
No, in the middle.
Moreno on the left side now with it. Rolls it in for Joe Allen. Allen takes a shot off target. Forced into a quick shot, really, because the Holt player was coming across his body.
That's good. Go on.
Here's Lallana. Former Saints man, plays a 1-2 with Marino into the box. Lallana skips it over the top. There's a shout for a penalty, and then there's a miss kick on the far right by Mankilo, who looked for the shot.
Lallana was too honest there, wasn't it? It really was.
Halfway line, possession by Diarmi, kept, and then Livermore through Ben Arfa and over to the right for El Mohamedy. Mohamedy then attacks Alberto Moreno. Cuts it in square to Ben Arfa, lovely run, jinks his way to the dead ball line, then slips inside the penalty area, hooks it back, and Hull City get a shot on goal, which is stopped by the keeper, Simon Mignolet. The eventual shot was Jake Livermore, and from our angle, it looked every probability that he was going to score then. Moreno, forward ball for Lallana, fell on the floor, managed to dig it out for Allen. Allen rolls it on to Sterling. Sterling should take this in his stride with the shot, and he hit the shot, but it was read by the defender. Came right across him and forced it out. Brendan will be over the moon with a 1-0 win, wouldn't he, today?
Oh, we all would. Absolutely.
Here's Abel Hernandez, edge of the penalty. A great shot and stopped on his goal line by the keeper, Simon Mignolet. Ah, the best that Hull City have offered today. Spun round his man, did Abel Hernandez. And managed to get that left-footed effort in. Made some space past Lovren. It's Emre Can to Balotelli. Now Gerrard just outside the box. Uses Sterling. Lining up for Gerrard. Take the shot. Caught it brilliantly. Thundered past the right post. Philip Coutinho picks up this ball and he takes this second corner in succession. Near post, he goes for it, it might be in, it's Gerrard! Ball cleared outside the six-yard box. Sterling then tried to volley it back in towards goal, saved on the line now by the keeper, Eldin Jakupovic.
Did that stay out?
Goodness me, no one could get near enough to push that over the line. Well, the first header was terrific and actually Balotelli did all he could to try and dive in and keep his eyes on the ball, completely missed it. And then the follow-up shot from Raheem Sterling, caught by the keeper. Here's Gerrard, free kick, gone far post, out comes the keeper, punched it away, Balotelli picks it up, he might look himself, he'll roll it instead. Oh no! How did he not roll that into Lovren's feet perfectly? It's gone right through the penalty area. Sonny Aluko then runs away with it. And it ends up as a whole throw-in.
He laid it back, he went for drone and came to Lovren and completely missed his shot and missed the ball.
Skrtel then attacking the halfway line. Gives to Lambert. Unlucky. Lovely flick off by him. Henderson wasn't quite on it.
Oh, stop.
Come back in towards the Liverpool half and chased by Sonny Aluko down the left-hand side. He's got Skrtel to beat. He's pushing him back into the penalty area. Takes it onto his right foot and takes the shot. And do you know what? I don't think Mignolet saw it till the last moment.
He's been dangerous since he's come on him.
Stung the hands of the Liverpool keeper there. Free kick, Liverpool, right side of the whole box.
What we need now is his quality. He's remembered his spray now. Even that doesn't look like 10 yards, I have to say.
The line's drawn. The demand is for Liverpool to get a late goal to snatch the 3 points. Can Gerrard set it up? Well, he's put it far post. Keeper does well. And the header's over the top of the crossbar by Coutinho. We have to say the keeper saw it late, got a flick on the ball, and then Coutinho couldn't quite wrap his head round it to make Hull City pay. Henderson turns, chips it into the box. It's gone right over the top of El Mohammadi and behind Coutinho. Eventually gets there and tries to run his way into the penalty area. Gets confused with Gerrard, takes the shot, which deflects into the path of Lambert. Now Mario Balotelli, no one's got it as yet. There's penalty shouts as Balotelli's down. Neil Swarbrick's not having it. The main stand here in unison on their feet, crying for a penalty. Yes, it was a penalty, they mouthed all around me. Let's watch the replay. What do you think, John?
I don't know.
Balotelli in front of his man.
No, I don't think it is.
Soft, isn't it? Really soft. It is. 4 minutes added time we're playing. This ball's with Lambert, edge of the box. He's brought in Gerrard there. Gerrard in the penalty area. It's Gerrard. Could he get it over the line? And the answer's no. Scooped away by Hull at the last. And the captain bursting right through the box. There's Sterling putting it back in, and it nearly crept in. He looked for a cross, nearly found a goal. They couldn't leave it later than this, but they won't come through that corner.
Oh.
And it drops to Coutinho. Coutinho nearly loses a ball, keeps his feet. What a shot, and what a save when it was needed by the goalkeeper, Eldin Jakubovic. Coutinho keeps it in play, far left. Still got the ball. Wonderful, wonderful for Coutinho. Brilliant, just great. He's gone past three men. Ball into the box. Balotelli can't finish it. Comes out to Gerrard. Can he finish it? Knows the answer. That was Balotelli's moment. He would have savoured the applause of 45,000 in Anfield. He'd have gone from villain to hero in a second with that finish.
Oh, he should have got a crushed man.
And he just couldn't make the connection.